Yeah, lonely nights I laid awake, pray the Lord my soul to take. My heart's become too cold to break. Know I'm great, but I'm broke as hell, having dreams that I'm folding cake. All my life I've been told to wait, but I'ma get it now, yeah, it's no debate. Yeah.
Woo, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die, cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And today, this is going to be my third show, and today I have a special guest on. Her name is Jasmine. I call her Jazzy or Jazz. So you'll hear me refer to her as like, hey Jazz, like how do you feel about this? Jazz, you want to say hi?
Hey guys.
Okay, so I want to kind of introduce you and let everyone know who you are. So first of all, Jasmine is my RA, first of all, but also one of my best friends. I hang out with her literally, I want to say I hang out with you every day.
Every day.
Every day. I'm surprised you're not annoyed with me yet.
It's like 25-8, not even 24-7.
25-8, people. Okay, so I want to know, let's tell everyone, okay, what's your major?
I'm a business major with a concentration in accounting.
That's math, right? That's...
like, it's more conceptual, but yeah, basically.
Didn't you just have a quiz on that the other day?
Let's not talk about that.
She's already like, oh my gosh, no.
It's spring break.
That is so true. It is spring break. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, okay. So what made you want to go into business in the first place?
You know, I think my personality really suits business. I'm really good at talking to people. I thought I was good at math. So I was like, I thought I was good at math. So I was like, let's just go into accounting. And so far it's been pretty good. So
that's good. That's good. Yeah. That, I mean, I heard accounting is very hard.
It is.
Like, it kind of scares me when I hear someone's like an accountant. I'm like, oh my gosh, math, all these numbers. I was good in math up until I want to say pre-calc. Mm. Pre-calc really kind of...
You know what's funny is that you don't even use pre-calc in accounting. It's literally all the basic math, adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing. It's just all the concepts that's really hard to get.
Yeah, I remember I took that the first semester of my senior year, and then I had to drop it because like I didn't understand it. And so it was dragging my GPA down for when I was applying for colleges.
Oh, no.
And it would make me like look bad. So I had to drop it. I literally had no clue what was going on in that class. But I loved the teacher. The teacher was great.
Well, that's great.
But I didn't understand the math.
It's fine. It's life. It happens.
Okay. So we're going to, you know, get right into it with the celebrity gossip. And our first topic is Rihanna.
Work.
You go. Oh my, I'm gonna have you DJ.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna be talking about little Riri and her fashion and shoe game that she has going on right now. I don't know if any of you have seen, but Rihanna has recently she's on the cover of the British Vogue, and I have a picture up right now on the internet, and she is in an all denim outfit. Honestly, there's nothing really that she's wearing. She's just wearing a denim jacket that's embroidered with like jewels and stitching. And then she's wearing, I want to say they're white, they're kind of spandex looking. And then she's wearing these, I don't even know how to describe them. Like these, they're not even thigh high, they're past thigh high. They're probably like hip high boots,
oh, yeah.
All denim. And they're actually her new shoe that's coming out. She's working with, not only has she worked with Puma, but she's now also working with, where's the name of it? I just had it.
I can't remember the name of it either.
Manolo.
There you go.
And so how do you feel about Rihanna's fashion sense, like, in the first, like, before we talk about, like, her line and everything, like, how do you like her style?
I do like it. I think it's extremely edgy. She's very unique, and she always comes to the red carpet looking bad.
Oh my gosh,
she looks great.
She looks good in anything, I feel like.
I mean, she's half naked most of the time, but she looks great.
That's so true. That girl,
if only she can do it.
I know. I feel like she can make a trash bag look good.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think, and there's like, I don't know, not a lot of other people I feel like could pull off a trash bag, but Rihanna could totally do it. I feel like she just looks good in anything.
Oh yeah.
She could look good in men's clothes. Like, she pulls off men's clothes like it's nothing.
Yeah, if only you guys could see this picture of her in her boots, her new
shoes. Oh my gosh.
I've never seen anything like it. It's insane.
They're all denim, and then they're like stiletto, like denim, like, honestly, as I said, hip high. They're not even thigh high. And she's strapped like into them through a belt. Like, there's no zipper. They're literally, it's a belt that goes around her hips or her hip.
All right, guys, if you can all sketch out what you think we're describing and tweet it to us, we will give you a prize.
Okay, so I also agree about her style. I love her style. I think she's fearless when it comes to, you know, wearing what she wants.
Her outfit in the work videos.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Only she can do that.
No, literally. And she came out with two work videos. She came out with the first one, and she's in, like, what, that, like, netting gown, like, not gown,
it's like
netting,
a rasta, like,
yes,
is that what you're talking about? The cover up. Yeah,
and she looks so good in that. And then her second video is of her in that little denim skirt, and she's in this like see-through, what you want it, like tank top.
Yeah, it's like sequined. Is it sparkly?
Yeah,
I think it's sparkly.
And she's not wearing a bra, so everything is out. I'm pretty sure, I don't know how Drake film the video without just staring right at her chest area, her boobs.
Yeah,
because
honestly, what else would you look at in the
video?
I
know. Oh my gosh, yeah, that video is so, oh, I love that song. That's, I think, feel like that's yours.
Work me. We don't even need background music.
We don't
just
even
sing
need
it all.
Background music for this. Yeah, I love her style. She actually was named the creative designer for Puma this past December, and that I saw that on bustle.com. And she was also named the global brand ambassador for Puma. That's insane. Those are high titles.
Oh, yeah.
For brands, especially.
Well, her shoes were really cute.
Oh, my gosh. I love her shoes. Which ones are you? Okay, she has two shoes. Like, she has, like,
platform ones?
Yeah, she has platform ones. And then she has kind of, like, those running shoe type style.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
You haven't?
No.
And, like, the tongue. It's kind of weird, but it kind of grew on me. The tongue kind of comes up onto your, it
like your shin.
Yeah, it looks kind of trippy, but I kind of like it.
Huh.
But yeah, I like her shoes. I like her shoe line with Puma.
Yeah, I like the platform ones.
I know, I think they're super cute. And I remember when Miley Cyrus kind of wore those platform shoes.
I don't remember.
I don't know, she wore kind of like those platform tennis shoes a while back, and I thought they were the ugliest things I've ever seen, but now that they're on Rihanna, I'm like, heck yeah.
Honestly, I used to wear platform tennis shoes on the bumper cars at Great America.
Shut up. Are you
Swear.
Serious? To get on the bumper cars?
Yeah, I wasn't tall enough, so my parents bought me platform shoes so I could get on the bumper cars.
Oh my god, that is too funny.
It's smart.
I can only imagine, honestly, I have a clear picture right now in my head of that, and that is so funny.
Oh,
oh my gosh, I like don't even know what to say. I'm like, I just have a picture of you like in platform shoes.
little 8-year old Jasmine.
Little eight year old Jazzy. And so, oh gosh, I don't even know how to go back into the conversation after that. So
Rihanna and Puma.
Back to Rihanna and Puma. She's also worked with Dior as a brand ambassador and MAC Jazz.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
What do you have to say about the MAC cosmetic line that she came out with?
Amazing.
I know.
Can you guys hear me? Amazing.
She's like starting to sweat. I feel like she's getting like turned on
getting,
by
like
the MAC.
Really hot right now.
No, me too.
Anything makeup and Rihanna.
It is if any of you do not know Jazz, makeup is her thing.
It's my life.
Like, when I become famous, she's going to be my makeup artist.
Oh yeah.
Like, we have already, I think we established that what, like, 2-3 months ago.
Oh yeah, it's been a while.
You've done my makeup, I want to say 2-3 times too.
Yeah,
like when I go
out. You're wearing my lippy right now.
I know. I'm Yeah, I am wearing her lippy.
Midi from ColourPop, everyone.
It's so cute. And, like, I don't wear lippy, so I was like, okay, I kind of wanted to try it because I saw it. And I always like, I like to go through her stuff, honestly.
I'll smell my stuff, too.
I like to smell. I'm a smeller, so I like to smell her makeup. That sounds so weird, but I like to smell things. And so I'll go into her room, and yet I will honestly go through all her stuff. I rate it.
It's fine.
And then I also smell it. And she just sits there and she just lets me do it.
I just watch her.
It's kind of, it's like funny. Weird, but I think it's funny too.
Yeah.
Just let me do my thing, people.
Yeah.
But, okay. So, yeah. So she has worked with Dior and MAC. And she said, usually I do love to compete with the guys. That's my thing. I don't like to compete with girls, but she didn't expand on why she didn't like to compete with girls, which I really wanted to know why.
That's an interesting concept. I've never
I know. Heard that's of what that. I thought. She just, I don't know. She said, though, because a lot of people are comparing her to Kanye's, what is it, fashion line now, because she's kind of getting, she does kind of like that edgy, like, could kind of, like, you could wear it on, girls can wear it, but I feel like guys could also. It's very unisex with the stuff that she comes out with. And so they were comparing her to Kanye and his fashion line, you know, the Yeezus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said when she's being compared to Kanye, it's just, she doesn't take it as competition. If anything, it's a compliment to her because he is so hot. She feels he is so high up there in the fashion world now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she was quoted saying that she doesn't like to compete with girls. She only likes to compete with guys, which I found was very interesting. I think that shows kind of who Rihanna is as a person, and she likes to push herself because, as you know, not a lot of women compete with guys because there is such...
Well, there's, like, this social stigma that women are not superior to men or that men are superior to women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so maybe
exactly.
That's just her way of trying to become equal with men, her feministic approach.
I agree. So I found that very interesting. And then recently, so the picture that Jazz and I were talking about earlier with those like hip high all denim boots, it's actually some of her latest work, and she has 6 limited edition styles, and the line is called Denim Desserts. I kind of like that.
I like that too.
I think it's kind of catchy.
I like the alliteration.
Me too. And each shoe style is inspired by the singer's hand tattoos. Have you seen her hand tattoos?
Yes.
Like that really big one. I want to say it's like on her left.
It's hand. Like a henna. It's
yes.
Like a henna tattoo.
When she first got it, I actually thought it was henna. And I was like, why? After like 2 months, I was like, okay, why is it still on?
Because I eventually stuff never... want that.
Me too. And she has like that, what is it? Rib, the stomach.
I feel like she's the one who started the trend on the underboob tattoos.
Yeah.
Because as soon as she got it, I feel like everyone started getting them.
I think it looks so good.
She is such a trendsetter.
She
I love
is.
It.
I honestly am a follower of Rihanna.
Me too.
I love her. Yeah, so she was inspired by her own hand tattoo. So she has these 6 pairs of these new shoes or heels on it. They're not shoes, they're heels. And each is embroidered with, you know, jewels and stitching. And if you look closely, if you've seen Rihanna's hand tattoo, you can tell how she was inspired by it because of the way like everything kind of flows together and all the different like intricate designs that they have on the shoes. So it looks, I really like the shoes. I have these pictures up right here, like on my computer screen. And okay, so one of them is kind of like, okay, I'm kind of bad at describing heels because I don't wear heels a lot.
It's
Jazz,
like a
you
simple,
might want to help me.
Yeah, it's a pointed toe, simple strappy, like around the ankle type of heel. But then there's another strap midfoot.
Yes.
If you get what I'm saying.
If you get what we're putting down right now.
Exactly. You picking up what I'm putting down?
I am picking up what you're putting
don't
down.
Drop it.
Don't drop it.
And there's blue sequins all over it.
Which I like
is
it.
A nice touch. I like the bling.
Me too. I feel like it definitely looks like her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's very kind of, you know, out there with her style.
Curvy like her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And then there is... Okay, so that one is called Sea Salt.
Ooh, I like that.
Now I'm getting hungry. I want some, like, sea salt caramel. Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I thought of French fries. I don't know why.
I thought of, like, chocolate. okay, and now... Okay, so this other shoe... I feel like you did such a good job with describing. Do you want
to
do
it again?
Yeah, can you
okay.
do it again?
So this one's also a pointed toe heel, but this one's more of like a boot. It's like a booty. It is blue, has laces.
It's a lace-up.
It's a lacy booty, and it has sequins that is also inspired by her hand tattoos.
Can you kind of see what I mean by the hand tattoos? Like, it's kind of...
I definitely see it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
As soon as... I mean, I feel like if I wasn't told that, I probably wouldn't have noticed it. But as soon as they said that, yeah, it was inspired... She, you know, was inspired by her hand tattoos, I could totally see on this little booty where her hand tattoos come into play with the shoe.
Right.
I like it.
I'm really liking the denim.
Me
I like
too.
The color of the denim on this shoe.
I love the denim, and I'm not a big denim person.
Yeah,
I mean, besides
jeans.
I'm not a denim person. I remember when I came into your room today, you said you got this denim jacket, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay. So when I came into your room, I had already seen the shoes, and I was like, okay, denim, all right. Mm-hmm. I can vibe it, I can feel it. And you tried on the vest, and I was like, I don't know if maybe Rihanna has gotten me in this mood now for denim, but I like the vest that you got.
Oh, yeah, the denim vest. Bringing them back.
Bringing them back. Whatever you do, though, don't wear denim on denim. Please save yourself.
Why? I love denim on denim.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You like
I like the denim jackets with the denim. You know what I mean? I was about to say denim jeans, but...
You like denim on denim.
I do. I like when it's different shades of denim. When there's a light denim mixed with the dark denim.
Okay.
I just like the denim on denim.
She likes the denim. Denim.
I like the denim. All right.
Okay, and then...
Wait, what were those called?
Oh, okay. Sorry. These are called the Dance Hall Cowgirl.
Really?
Quite unique name.
You know, I'm not really
feeling that
one.
I don't feel the name. I like the shoe. I don't like the name. I think the name's stupid.
I think I would call these... Sahara waters.
Oh,
that's not even a thing though, because the Sahara is a desert.
We're like coming up with like our new the Sahara waters.
Hey, Rihanna, you need some people on your naming team.
I know she needs to. I don't like that name.
It's all right. Dance we'll get
hall,
over it.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I can't afford these anyways. I can't. These are way too expensive. So I mean, I'm not going to be buying any.
Probably as much as our college tuition,
that
to be
is
honest.
So true. Yeah, I'm not going to be buying a pair anytime soon.
Oh, these.
Okay, now we've come to my favorite shoe that she has come out with. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you need to describe again. I really like you describing these shoes. You do a good job at it.
Thank you. Okay, so these are dark denim. Again, pointed. I think she likes the pointed heel, pointed toe heel. It is a pointed toe heel. All the way up to the hip, if that makes any sense. So it goes up to the thigh, but there's a part of the shoe that goes up on
it
your
almost
hip.
Looks like a strap that's going
like
up towards your...
Like when you go horseback riding and you're wearing the... What are they called?
Straps? No?
I don't know what they're called.
We don't know what they're called,
but
people.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But there's a belt that connects both of the shoes together around your hips so that...
It like goes like around, it like doesn't even wrap around your thigh. It
no.
actually wraps as a belt.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe this shoe because I feel like.
I don't know either, because when you were describing it to me earlier before I even saw the picture.
You were probably
I wasn't
like, what the
thinking
heck?
Of this. I thought that it was just something else. But when I saw them, I was like, whoa, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, because if you look at her Vogue cover right now, it's an actual belt.
Yeah.
Which is on the shoe. Rihanna does some crazy things, honestly.
But honestly, she's working it. If you guys could pull up a picture of this right now, just look up Rihanna and Manolo.
Yes. So, oh my gosh, so good.
They're really nice.
And these are called...
What are they called?
I don't even know.
Oh, are they at the top?
Oh, maybe I got these names all wrong.
No.
I don't know. This one doesn't have the name. What the heck? Come on.
I think it's at the top on the cover. Go up.
The cover?
Mm-hmm. Blanik?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Well,
we don't have a name for you folks. Sorry. It's not like you were going to buy them anyway.
I know, because you want to know the price of these shoes. Okay, the starting price goes from $895. So I'm guessing those are for like the strappy heels that we first talked about.
Right.
To $3,995.
BRB taking out a personal loan.
Like, oh my gosh. I have no words for that price.
That's ridiculous.
But it's, you know, when you have that money, that's what, nothing? I feel like 3,000 is probably like our 300.
I mean, to justify it, they are denim, which means that they will probably last you forever.
forever. I had to do that. And so, yeah, $8.95.
That's insane.
That's just the starting. Like, that's the lowest price for one of her other shoes.
That's literally like my yearly net income.
I know. Same. Same. Okay, so not only, you know, does Rihanna have these new heels that she's, you know, coming out with, she also obviously has her Puma shoes, and she has two lines. She has two different style shoes with Puma. One is called the Creeper.
Are those the platform ones?
I think those are the platform ones.
I think those are the platforms.
And then she has her newest ones, the ones that you have not seen, but I was trying to describe. I think I did a horrible job at describing them, honestly. The ones with, like, the huge tongue coming up.
Yeah, let me try to look those up.
And it's called, they are called Fenty Trainers. And Fenty, obviously, is Rihanna's last name. Her real name is Robin Fenty. And yes,
I had no idea.
Did you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, her real name is Robin, but I think it's spelled R-O-B-Y-N. Yes. Oh. Okay, we have a picture up right now, and the shoe. Do you kind of see what I mean by the tongue?
Yeah,
it's really weird.
They sell them at Nordstrom, everyone,
in case you guys want any.
Retail the price is for probably, yeah, $179.95.
Oh,
which
sweet,
isn't bad.
It's not that bad.
I mean, people spend pricey. Like $300 on Jordans, so.
True. Yeah. Very true.
They're pretty cute.
I think they're cute. Like, yeah. You got it in black?
They're just like a basic, you know, running shoe, but with an extremely long tongue, like you were saying.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And it looks stiff, so it doesn't move.
Yeah, they look like they have a lot of ankle support.
Yeah, like it's not a movable tongue.
Yeah, no.
But.
They're nice.
I think, yeah, I like them. I saw them in black the other day, and I kind of took a like. Yes. Yeah. I like them. I think they're cool. I think they're interesting.
I like the black.
Now, if anyone else besides Rihanna, though, came up with that shoe, I would hate it. I'd say it's the ugliest thing that I've ever seen.
I agree.
But because I love Rihanna so much, I think it's the coolest shoe I've ever seen.
You know, to be honest, I'm not changing topics. You know how you're saying, like, if it was anyone else. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of Kanye, but I love his Yeezys. His Yeezy shoes. What are they called?
No. Yeah. Yeezys.
Yeah. I really like them, and I really want to get a pair, even though I hate Kanye.
Now, for those of you who, you know, tune into my show regularly, you all know that I am obsessed with Yeezys. I think I talk about them at least once or twice.
A day?
No, on here.
Oh.
Like, I'll talk about them in the beginning of the show, and then I'll, you know, take, you know, my breaks, and then I'll come back, and I'll be like, so, those Yeezys. And I'll talk about
Yeezys still
again.
Aren't on sale.
So Yeezys are still not on sale. And then I always, no, I'm not even kidding. I will always say, I hate Kanye, but I love Yeezys. I don't sound like that actually, but I, you know.
Wait, do you really hate Kanye too and you love Yeezys?
I just don't really like him.
Yeah, me either. Oh, this is why we're friends.
This is why we are soul sisters.
Hey, soul sister.
I like can't keep, like take this conversation right now. This is so funny. No, yeah, I love Yeezys. I'm not really a fan of Kanye. I think he acts entitled and
yeah, he's loony.
I feel like he was, you know, better when he was younger, and then he married Kim, and I don't know what the heck happened.
Well, he married Kim. That's what happened.
That is so true. Honestly,
that is what happened.
Something in the water, though. I feel like Lady drinks. He's
something in the way. Okay,
something.
I don't know.
Gee, you're busting out tonight.
I just, you know, give me a word and I can sing to it, you know?
I'm gonna have you on every night.
We should have
now.
A segment where you just, like, shoot people words and they have to think of a song right on the
like
spot.
Like a karaoke kind of thing,
yeah.
In a sense. That'd
yeah,
be funny.
But, like, really, really difficult karaoke.
That would be really funny.
All right, back to Rihanna talk.
I think I covered Rihanna, honestly.
Oh, nice.
We got a lot of Rihanna stuff.
Yeah, we
in
did.
That we just talked about.
Wow.
So I think I'm going to go to my first break, and you are listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and my special guest, Jazz.
What's up?
On Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Shake it for them blue hunters. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Take her home, she gon' do something. She gon' shake it for them blue hunters. Every day I'm counting blue hunters.
Broke, I always wanna hold something. She don't smoke, but she gonna roll something. Got a bad, she ready to something. How you get that all up in the bean? She threw it back, I went deep. How you get that all up in the jeans? She threw it back, I went deep. She made one cheek move, she made the other cheek move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She made one cheek move, she made the other cheek move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something.
Yeah, peel up.
She
yeah.
gon' shake it for them blue hunnids.
Yeah, she gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Come through, she let the crew run it. You ain't getting money, you ain't bout none. You ain't getting money, you ain't bout none. I got hella on the internet, but I ain't in it. I'm somewhere focused on a bigger check. All the big girls get loose with it. All the model, let's sue. She make one chick move, she make the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She make one chick move, she make the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. Yeah.
She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids.
Hey guys, we are, oh, let me, oh my gosh, that was totally messed up.
Oh man, I was about to get down.
Hey guys, you're back here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Jazzy's over here mimicking, you're doing good. I see you kind of, you know.
Thanks.
What is it, lip syncing.
What is it? Like kind of imitating?
Imitating, yeah. She's imitating how I tag the
honestly,
show.
Hey, Stu, if you're out there, can I get my own show?
We need to get Jazzy her show.
I really want a show.
I want you to team up with me because you're so into Hollywood and celebrity gossip I am that I feel like if you and I were kind of paired up together, we could go at it. We can go hard on this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
You guys, I'll be here next week. Don't worry.
Yeah, she's coming back, guys. Already. We're going to have... This show's going to turn into like a two week.
Who knows? We'll see. We'll see where it takes us.
I'm starting to like trip over my own words. I'm like. Oh, what I was trying to say is I'm going to have like a show that appears on air twice a week. I'm going to have so much to talk about with you that we're going to have to make it not only Fridays, but like say Thursday and Friday.
Oh man, I'm so down.
We are down.
Down in the his house.
Okay, so our next topic, okay, as most of you know, I don't even need to introduce myself when I talk to about the Kardashians. Guess what, guys? We're talking about the Kardashians.
Keeping up.
Keeping up, man. Shocker, shocker, shocker. Okay, so this morning, actually, there was an article that came online that said, Kardashians react to knife found in OJ's home. So apparently there was a knife that... could have the possibility of being evidence from the OJ trial that was found in his home. Now, I only recently started like learning about the OJ trial because of the whole TV show about OJ. It's American Crime Story, The People versus OJ Simpson. And I remember I had gone home for the weekend and this was when the show first was kind of coming out and the whole Kardashian family is portrayed by actors and actresses. And I had sat down with my aunt and I kind of had her like explain to me what kind of happened with the OJ trial because I knew the gist of it, but I wanted to kind of know more about it. So that's when I kind of started. She kind of told me about, you know, what happened and all that fun stuff. And so I kind of started, I mean, I don't want to say I started researching him, but when this article came out, I knew obviously more about the trial, so I was more intrigued and fascinated to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, there was a knife found in OJ's home, and LA police say a knife,
so the knife was found.
The knife was found on a property once owned by OJ and is in the process of being tested for evidence.
But weren't you telling me that he can't be tried again?
Yeah. Okay. So now OJ, say the knife is found as evidence. There's fingerprints. There's something on it that just says he is 100% guilty. He cannot be tried again because he is protected by double jeopardy. And double jeopardy is when the Constitution prohibits the government from trying someone twice for the same crime.
That's crazy.
So even if he were to be found guilty by this knife, he cannot be tried again because he's already been tried and he's protected by double jeopardy.
So what do they do about it? They just let it...
I feel like they just let it... frozen. I feel like they, in a sense, let it slide, I want to say. Because it's like, if you can't be tried again, and you, even if you are guilty, you can't, like, no one can possibly do anything. I mean,
I need to do my research on this and see what this double jeopardy thing is all about.
I totally remember learning about this in AP too. Shout out to my AP teachers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I remember learning about double jeopardy. It was on like a test. I think it was probably one of the only questions.
Was it like A-Push?
Yes. Oh, no, gosh. No. AP government.
Oh,
just A-Push was AP US history. That, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I didn't take that.
That was a low time in my life. That was the hardest class I've ever taken.
I think that's the hardest class, like, in high school.
I feel like whenever I meet someone and they're like, yeah, I was in AP in high school, they always say, I hated A-Push. And I'm like, same, fam.
I didn't know that all high schools called it A-Push. It's really funny.
It's so funny, though, because I never called it A-Push. I always just called it AP US, US History.
You actually said the whole thing?
Yeah. And everyone's like, it's A-Push. I'm like, no, I want to say the whole thing. Let me be.
Let me sound smart.
Yeah, but I learned about an AP government, which I took my junior year of high school.
Ooh, I loved Gov.
I really liked government.
Well, I really liked it because I took Gov when it was the Obama and Romney election, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Am I tripping?
No, I think you are.
That was.
You're a junior. I'm a.
That was 3 years ago? 4 years ago.
I think.
Was that Obama and Romney?
I don't know. I'm not a poli-sci major.
Honestly, me either. Let's just forget we talked about this.
Yeah, we're just
gonna... Because I'm just going to make myself look dumb on the air.
So he can't be tried again, even if anything comes up with this, you know, whole knife situation. But the article was actually centered around the Kardashians' reaction to it. And,
of course.
Yeah, of course.
It's always about them.
Who cares about OJ?
OJ killed someone. Wait, let's see how the Kardashians
are reacting. Kardashians feel about this. And so they said, the article just stated they are just as shocked as everyone else about this possible new development. Honestly, I don't even think they said that. I think they just pulled that out of their buttholes, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like that's the lamest statement to ever, like, publish into an article. I don't think they said that. I think someone just made it up and put it in the article. But
yeah, their PR team.
Yeah, and I don't know. The article is getting a lot of hype on the internet. I've found, I want to say, like, 5 or 6 articles, all the same topic, but different viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since Robert Kardashian was obviously one of the lawyers on OJ's side, he was very famous because of that. And then Kris Jenner was best friends with Nicole.
Right.
And she was murdered. And I remember... watching on TV. Do you remember those E! True Hollywood Stories?
Yes.
Like TBT.
TBT.
I felt like I watched those in like 2005, 2006.
Yeah, probably.
But the Kardashians had one and they talked about the whole OJ Simpson trial. And I remember Kris stating that she was, the whole family was torn because I want to say Khloe, depending upon obviously if you know, the child was a mommy's girl boy or a daddy's girl boy. Because, you know, obviously there's Rob Kardashian, who's the son. He's the only boy in the family.
Mm-hmm.
That the whole family was torn because the children would take sides with whichever parent they were closer with.
That's horrible.
I know. And Kris was talking about how she cried. And at one point, Chloe stated that she couldn't go over to her dad's house because her parents divorced, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Chris married Bruce, now Caitlin. And she said that she remembers that she couldn't go over to her dad's house because OJ was staying at Robert Kardashian's house. And it was dangerous because people would try to kill him. They would come to Robert Kardashian's house where OJ was staying, and they would try to kill OJ.
Oh my gosh.
And Robert. And it's, she said it, she, her mom finally was like, no, Chloe, you cannot go over to dad's house because it's too it's too dangerous.
That's insane.
I know. And so that's all Chloe kind of remembers, and that's all Chloe really talked about.
But so she doesn't remember much about her dad then, huh?
No.
Well, I wonder how old they all were. Chloe when all this said, was going down.
Chloe said that when this whole trial was going down, she was 10.
Oh, and so she Chloe, kind of remember.
Yeah, Chloe is the youngest, right? Besides yeah. Rob. Rob's obviously younger.
Yeah, she's the youngest girl out of the Kardashian clan. You yeah. know what I mean?
And I totally forgot what I was saying.
About what she was saying. Or oh, she was yeah, yeah, she couldn't yeah. go over to her dad's house. And
yeah, so she couldn't. And I remember when she was talking about how this whole new show, you know, American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. She talks about how Kim is a huge fan of this show and she raves about it and she watches it, you know, every night that it's on. Mm-hmm. And Chloe stated that she doesn't watch it at all. But the times that she's kind of like clued into the show and like watched a couple, you know, minutes of it, she says that not all what is being portrayed, like the clip she said that she had watched, wasn't accurate. She actually had to call up Kim and was like, hey, did that really happen? Because I don't remember that happening. And Kim was like, no, that did not happen. So there's apparently some parts in that show that are actually not true.
They're altering the facts.
Yeah. And so
that's so messed up.
One of the facts that apparently was altered was who OJ apparently wanted to commit suicide, and they showed him contemplating committing suicide in Kim's room, but it actually, I want to say he had contemplated committing suicide in Chloe's room, and that's where she was like, wait, like how come they're saying that he tried to commit suicide in your room? It was my room, because I remember mom telling me, like, blah blah blah.
Well, whoever's writing the script has their stories
get their
messed
stuff
up
together.
No, seriously,
because Chloe is definitely not gonna be holding back on her opinion on this. So
oh no, not at all.
But yeah, so I don't know, I think it's I think it's crazy the fact that the whole OJ trial is now resurfacing again.
I feel
after
like
how
never,
many years?
You know, I feel like it never really went away. It's something that is still, it's been referenced for years since it happened. And I feel like because they found something, honestly, this could just be another making a murderer type of thing. You know, the story yeah. about making a murderer. I mean, I don't know too much about it, but I just know that, you know, there was evidence planted. I mean, I'm not saying I think OJ's either guilty or innocent. I just think that there could be something fishy going on, because why after so many years are they just now finding this at a property that he owned? Like, wouldn't they have checked everything already?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. It just seems a little fishy.
That's what I thought. I thought it kind of felt suspicious to me. I mean, now after how many years, all of a sudden they're like, yeah, so there's a knife and, you know, it could be possible evidence for the, you know, the whole case. And I'm thinking, well, it's been how long since the case was actually, you know, yeah. open and going. I don't know. I felt the same way. I thought it was kind of weird.
Honestly, the criminal justice system has just been horrible lately. So that's crazy. Just my opinion on it.
No, yeah. You go for it.
Some
yeah.
people may think like, no, they're just doing their job. Yeah, but they're doing it in a bad way. Not no. good.
No, yeah. I don't know. I found it kind of fishy too. But it's gotten a lot of hype today for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've stumbled upon like several articles of different, you know, viewpoints and different topics and everything.
Well, that's
about
a huge
that.
Deal.
So it is a huge deal because that case was so huge
yeah.
in the first place. That was the case that kind of, I mean, besides, you know, how Kim became famous, because we all know, you people know how Kim became famous.
Oh, yeah.
That I felt like the Kardashian name was first like put out into the world through that case because of their dad. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I feel kind of, it feels weird to me. I agree with Jazzy. I think it's kind of little suspicious randomly after.
A little fishy fish.
Yeah, after so many years. But okay, so we're going to head to our second break, and you are listening to me, DJ Diamond, and we are talking celebrity gossip right now. And you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
I don't worry about nothing. I am wearing a nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up to picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work. Work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh. Let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh.
Oh, yeah. Girl, gotta work for me. Can you make a clap, no hands for me? Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride or die, she gon' go. I'm gon' choose, she finesse. I fight for, she take that. Put in overtime on your body.
You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond. I'm back again. Can't get rid of me. And you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And so Jazzy and I were just talking about the whole OJ trial and how the knife has, there's a knife that's been found, and there's a possibility of it being evidence to the trial that was what?
I don't know.
Like, it's, I didn't grow up with the trial, so I feel like I can't really speak. We were just talking about this on break. Yeah. I can't really speak on behalf of it just because I wasn't
me either.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with it. I just knew of it because
After the Kardashians became famous, I was like, oh, what's their history?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I saw that their dad was involved in the trial, and I was like, what the?
Yeah, so we were just kind of talking about that during break, and it led us to an article about Scott Disick, because obviously Scott Disick dated Kourtney Kardashian. Jazz, what is your opinion on Scott I just want to know.
Oh my goodness. I love Scott. I think he is so real. He is so true to... I just love his personality. He keeps it real 100% of the time. He is such a blast. He is so sarcastic. I love it. I think he's super attractive. I like how he grew out the facial hair. And he's scruffy. I don't know. I love Scott.
I do too. I like him. I think, I don't know, with him being in the media lately, it's obvious, it's like been very negative.
Right.
Because he's been out partying. But I've always really liked him. I think he is so funny. Like him,
he's hilarious.
Him on the show is the fun every time. I'm always dying, and him and Chloe have a very unique relationship. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, no,
they're super close.
Yeah, like too close.
Like
to the point,
creepy close almost.
Yeah, creepy close. Like I thought they were dating at one point. I was like, what is going on?
Did you see that? The media thought that they were dating too. Like
was this a while ago?
Yeah. Because do you remember their Hamptons season where?
Yeah.
And like they were like in bed, like he was having problems with Courtney, so he came and wanted to sleep in Chloe's bed.
I remember that.
Yeah, and Chloe literally goes, Scott, this is exactly why the media thinks that you and I are dating, because you are so like, no, this is just no. And she's like, you
this
can't,
is not okay.
This is not okay. She goes, you can't like sleep in my bed. You have a wife and children that you can go sleep with. Like,
oh, Scott.
And he goes, no, like Courtney and I are in a fight right now. Like, let me just sleep in your bed. And she's like, Scott, no.
You know, I think Courtney really suckered him into having all those kids. She was probably like, oh no, condom broke. But really deep down, she like, ripped a hole in it on purpose.
The kids though are adorable.
Eh.
Oh, we have. You don't think the kids are cute?
No,
not none of them.
I don't think Mason's cute. I don't think Penelope's cute. I think Rain is cute, right?
Yeah, no,
is
no,
that
no.
Rain?
Yeah.
Rain, Penelope,
and Mason.
And Mason.
I feel like Rain is still too young for me to kind of think that he's cute.
I think Rain's cute. When I saw like baby pictures, and you know me, I usually don't think babies are cute. I'm just like, baby's gross. But yeah. I thought Rain was cute. I don't know, Mason, he just looks like a little what, some kind of animal, like a little sloth or something.
Like a little sloth.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't think they're cute. Sorry.
Sorry about it. There you go, people. Jasmine does not think Mason and Penelope are cute.
I'm so horrible.
No. I bet you there's other people who don't think they're cute either. I think they're cute.
I could just be biased because I don't like Courtney, but.
True. I was going to say. I'm not a big fan of Courtney either. I feel like she's growing on me in the sense that she's getting the revenge bod, but I've never really been a fan of her.
No, her personality sucks.
Say, Jasmine is telling it like it is
it
right
sucks,
now.
Honestly.
I like that though. You tell it, girlfriend.
Yeah, she has no substance. Okay, I'm going to stop.
Jasmine's like, you know what? I'm going to take over the show. Okay, so Scott. Okay, we were talking about Scott, and then basically Scott. There's been a rumor that Scott requires the girls that he's been partying with recently, you know, since he's kind of going a little crazy. He was in rehab and I guess that didn't last or I don't know.
He's
back out and partying at the clubs. And right now he's in Mexico. And the rumor is that he requires girls to sign a non-disclosure agreement before partying with him.
Are you serious?
So they do not say anything to the media or to anyone else about what goes on when they are with him.
And this is a legal document that he's having them sign.
Supposedly, like he's having them do this.
That's insane.
Let
me get in on
that
this.
That is creepy. Yeah. How do you
BRB flying to Mexico?
No, it literally says in the article that he's staying at Joe Francis's villa. And Joe Francis, I don't know. Do you know who Joe Francis
is?
No,
who's that?
He is, I want to say, the director and producer of Girls Gone Wild.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
No.
Swear. So that's a great guy. I know. I'm telling you. I don't know. And so he's staying there and he's making them leave their cell phones at the door and making them sign these agreements.
I'm
so
sorry.
They don't
middle school?
Say anything. I know. This is crazy. I don't know whether to believe it or not. I feel like it's kind of crazy. I found this article on International Business Times. Jazz, you're a business major. Have you heard this?
I've never been on this website before. I go on Bloomsburg and
BuzzFeed.
Yeah, basically.
And so it says in the article that he's spending time with college kids on spring break and freely talking about his situation with Courtney and the custody battles that him and Courtney go through. Like, he's freely talking about it. Yet he's making these women sign non-disclosure agreements to not say anything, but he's freely talking about his personal life. How do you feel about that?
You know, I think it's a little strange, but I think because he's having them sign these agreements, right? These non-disclosure mm-hmm. agreements, he feels like he can talk to them about anything because they agreed not to say anything.
That's true. That's a very
good point.
You know
what I mean? So maybe he feels like safe to talk to them about it, but I just don't understand why he's even going through all this trouble. You know, why not just have them not sign the non-disclosure agreements and then just not talk about your personal life?
How about you just not make things worse for you and don't go out and party and be a stupid idiot?
Yeah, I think Scott, you know, I like him, but I think he should own up and be a father. He has three young, very young kids that he needs to raise.
No, I totally agree. I feel like he's too busy. How old is he? Do you know? He's like in his early 30s, right?
Very early 30s, yeah. He's
how
young.
Are you still partying? Like, how? I don't know. That kind of blows my mind in the sense that, you know, he does have three kids and he's still out clubbing and going to parties. And
this is kind of his job, though. Isn't his job like to promote clubs and events and stuff?
Yeah.
So it's how he makes his own money. You know, he can't just depend on Courtney. How is she making money? Through
their whole empire.
Their show.
On it. Yeah.
You know, they do have a whole empire, actually.
They really do.
But, you know, this is his way of making his own money. And
he's a businessman. Yeah,
he is. Yeah. But I feel like he can go about it in other ways.
I agree.
And stop partying ultimately. But only time will tell when that'll happen.
Yeah. I agree with you in the sense that, you know, he's a father. He's not, I mean, I feel like he's acting as if he doesn't have children mm-hmm. and he can still, you know, act like I'm, you know, what, mid-20s?
Well,
you know,
I'm 21.
Yeah, I'm 21. Like, I can still do this. Like, no, Scott, you have three children. And yeah. I don't know. That's just my opinion, though. That's how I feel.
No, I dig it.
Speaking of the Kardashians, Kendall Jenner. Okay, so have you seen these pictures from Fashion Week?
Yes, with her blonde hair.
Okay, now you and I were discussing this earlier. I thought it was like legitimately she dyed her hair blonde, but before we actually came in here, I forgot to tell you, Gigi posted a Snapchat on her little story, you know, and she's back to blonde, and it said that she was wearing like a wig, I think.
Told you.
I know. I
told you.
Here we go. I was like, Jasmine, it's not a wig. It's real.
And I'm like, no, celebrities wear pretty realistic wigs nowadays.
I told you so, Alyssa.
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
I know. So, yeah, we have pictures up right now, and Kendall, she was out last night. Clubbing, and this is kind of the article.
Clubbing?
She was clubbing.
I'm sorry, how old is she?
She's
20.
I was going to say, she's not 21.
No.
That's crazy.
Well, she's worth like $1 trillion.
True.
So she can get in anywhere.
So she was out clubbing last night in her little blonde wig. I'll let you take that one, Jasmine. I was kind of disappointed because I really wanted to be right. Those of you who know me, I always want to be right. I mean, who doesn't want to be right? And Jasmine's over here pointing at me like, I told you so.
Told you.
And so Kendall was out last night. And the article talks about how she allegedly threw a punch at a paparazzi outside a Paris nightclub. Kendall Jenner, she's very quiet. I feel like she's the most introverted of the entire family.
Yeah.
Throws a punch at a paparazzi. And her reasoning since it was alleged, she allegedly did it, was because the paparazzi got too close to her biffle BFF for life Gigi because they had gone out together.
Yeah, but it's like, can't Gigi stand her own ground?
I mean, I have, okay,
well, Kendall is a hothead though.
I kind of think she is too.
Yeah, if you really watch her in the Keeping Up with the Kardashian episodes, she, like, when her mom ticks her off, she goes off on her mom.
Oh my gosh, did you
see
that
one? She has the worst attitude out of all of them.
I feel like she kind of does too.
Yeah, she has a stank attitude.
Did you see this last episode where she was like screaming at Caitlyn because Caitlyn was trying to come to her Victoria's Secret fashion show and Kendall goes, no, like, Dad, you always F this up. Like, stop trying to take the spotlight from me. Like, I just want this night to be about me because it was what she's always wanted to do. I've never seen Kendall unleash like that. She was legitimately screaming at her at Caitlyn.
I can't believe that. Like, your family has supported you your whole life, has gotten you to where you are today, and you're not gonna want them at probably one of the biggest gigs you're ever gonna have in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where she's coming from in the sense that, you know, the media feeds off of Caitlyn Jenner now because she has been I feel like she's kind of been in the hot seat. To me, she's dying down. But, you know, when you see Caitlyn Jenner, it was Bruce Jenner, and now he is a she, and it's, you know, it's all crazy. They've made it out to be this huge to-do. So I can kind of see her on, you know, some level, but I totally agree with you on the whole, you know, your family's been behind you, and they've built you up to who you are now, yeah. And you're going to not let them come to one of the biggest, to you, she even stated that one of the biggest moments in her career,
yeah,
all because she wants basically the media all focused on her.
I don't know, it sounds a little,
it's
little
a
iffy.
Little bratty.
It is very bratty, actually. I don't know, just me coming from a very family oriented life. I've always been very family oriented, and I've always wanted them there for me through all my accomplishments. Mm-hmm. So seeing someone react in that way just very, like, really took me back.
No, yeah,
I just thought it was really bratty.
Yeah,
and uncalled for.
No, I agree. I think,
but I also see where you're coming from too, with the whole, yeah, you know, spotlight thing.
Yeah. So yeah, Kendall was, you know, at the nightclub, and some paparazzi got too close to her BFF. Honestly, I can relate to Kendall, like, in this sense, because you know how you said you were family oriented. Mm-hmm. I'm family oriented too, for sure. But I love my friends. I feel like if you were to ask my mom how often I'm actually at the house on, like, during winter, summer break, she'd probably be like 10%, because I'm always over at friends' houses because I just love them so much. Like, I love friends. And so I feel like you're family oriented. I'm very friend oriented. So I would go hard for my friends. Like, if someone, you know, I mean, and the paparazzi are so invasive.
They are.
They get so, like, I mean,
we would know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm talking like, I, you know, yeah, guys, so today, like, the paparazzi got all up in my, you know. No, but yeah, so, I mean, they're very invasive, but I could totally see why she would throw up. I feel like I would throw a punch. Like,
you probably would.
Step away from my best friend. Do not touch her. Do not get.
Step off. Step off. Have you seen School of Rock?
Jack
Black?
I haven't watched the whole thing, but I've
Who
seen...
Who are you?
I know, here we go. Jazz, first of all, she's
you
like...
You call yourself an American and you haven't seen the School of Rock?
I've seen clips, like, when, you know, he's in the front of the classroom jamming out on his little electric guitar.
That's, so that was step like, out!
Yeah, yeah.
Step out! All right.
But, yeah, and then apparently in the... We are literally... We're getting... All these topics
we're
in.
All over the place.
We're all over the place, but I kind of like, in the sense that you and I are kind of, you know, casual.
Yeah,
you know, having a combo. You know. But so all the article basically stated was how Jenner's bodyguard stepped in, you know, pushed Gigi and Kendall off to the side and told the paparazzi.
Do you want some pizza?
Paparazzi
pizza?
To step off, basically. My words tonight are just not, I'm... I can't explain how
it happens to the best of us.
I'm like
DJ Diamond, you are just shining bright.
Shine bright like a diamond. I knew you were gonna say it. I was like, I know, I wanted to say it. So yeah, that was another, that's another, you know, Kardashian related thing.
Yeah, you know, every show,
every show
Kardashian segment.
I feel like now the listener should know that by now I'm always going to be talking about Kardashians. I do not care. That is, I am a, yeah, so
next time, can we just talk about Khloe?
All about Khloe.
All
I'm
about Khloe.
So down for all about Khloe. I love Khloe. I'm obsessed. I am Khloe.
You are Khloe.
I'm gonna be Khloe.
No, you already are, basically.
Okay, so for the last thing that we're gonna talk about, I'm gonna, you know, since it's, oh, we're almost done here, I'm gonna kind of wrap it up with the whole 50 Shades Darker film that's supposed to be coming out next year around February, like, 10th. Now, okay, you and I were talking about this. You have not read 50 Shades of Grey.
No, I have not. But I've heard, you know, the whole storyline and mm-hmm. what it's all about. And, you know, it's really odd to me, the whole concept of the book and the movies. I just don't like how they make the woman submissive to the men and kind of always say that, or it's kind of just like hinting that women should be submissive.
Yeah, no,
you know, it's,
I
just
remember my best friend from home. I know I've talked to, you know, Marissa. Shout out to Marissa.
Shout out,
you.
Marissa.
Shout out to Maris. When I have read the books, and her mom has read the books, and her mom told me I was totally into them. I read them, I want to say, twice. Like,
really?
Each book twice. There's four books. The recent one is the whole, it's called Grey.
It's from his perspective,
it's from,
right?
It's from his perspective. And I've read all the books twice because I was obsessed with them. And so when I was talking to her about it, she said the same thing. She's like, I did not like the books because I do not like the fact that it shows that women should be submissive to men. I do not like it. But yet she continued to read it. So I was like, well, then why'd you read it? She's like, well, so I kind of liked it. I'm like, okay, so did you like it or did you not like it? She's like, well, I liked it. I don't. And I was like, Michelle, I'm like, you know what? Just stop. I'm like,
did you watch the movie?
Oh my God. Okay.
Did you?
I did. I watched it twice. I went to the theaters twice to watch it.
Really?
I was obsessed. I'm not kidding. I loved it. So it came out last year and the movie, I tried really hard to like it. So the first time I watched it, I was like, okay, it's good. I loved the soundtrack because, you know, The Weeknd and Beyonce were in it. And those of you who know me, I love rap. I love Beyonce. I love The Weeknd. I love anything rap, you know. So I was intrigued by the soundtrack. And obviously, you know, I had read the book, so I had to watch the movie. And the first time I saw it, I was like, okay, it's all right. So I go back and I watch it again. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, this is the corniest, dumbest movie I've actually ever seen. I really do not. It makes you so uncomfortable. It's horrible acting. And I don't say that because I feel like when I, you know, watch movies, to me, all movies are good. I really don't. I've never really seen a bad movie, I feel like.
Wow, it must have been really bad then.
No, this movie, I was cringing. And I watched it, I remember, over winter break, this last winter break. I watched it again and it just... Yeah.
Bad.
It's
bad news.
It's bad.
Yeah, I probably won't end up watching it.
Don't watch it. And that's coming from someone who I've never once said one movie has ever been bad.
Oh, wow. I'll just read the books.
No, read the book, though. The books are good. I love the books.
Yeah, no, my mom said they were really good. Just haven't had the time to read them.
So, yeah, this whole 50 Shades of Grey stuff. Okay, so the first book is obviously 50 Shades of Grey. And then the second book is called 50 Shades Darker. And it is being filmed right now in Vancouver, Canada. The first day... They started shooting, I want to say, this week. Just started. So the movie won't be out for a while. But, you know, it's starring, you know, Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan. And on the first day back on set, they were caught kissing, you know, for a scene. And it's funny because it's like, do you know Dakota Johnson?
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah.
I think she's really cute. A lot of people don't like her.
Really?
They don't like her as an actor. She's shaking her head no. Jazz is like, no.
No, I mean, I know that she's supposed to be, you know, this plain Jane college student, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I don't know. She was a little too plain.
That's what everyone says.
It's like a plain bagel without cream cheese.
Oh, now I want a bagel.
Oh, me too.
No, that's what a lot of people said. They were just like, no, she didn't fulfill, like,
I didn't think Jamie Dornan was hot either.
I thought he was all right. I think it could have been...
They could have chosen someone else better.
The guy from Sons of Anarchy was supposed to be Christian Grey.
Really?
And then his father passed away and he had to pull out of the role.
Oh, my
gosh. You know,
the
blonde, I'm drawing a blank on his name. The main guy, yeah, from Sons of Anarchy was supposed to play Christian Grey. And then because of his father passing away, he pulled out. And so they cast Jamie as Christian Grey instead.
That's crazy.
I know. And so, yeah. So the whole main crew is back. And 50 Shades of Grey took in more than $550 million at the worldwide box office. Whoa. And the only thing, though, that is changing is that they switched directors. And I really am hoping with the fact that they switched directors at this movie, because I'm going to see it. Even though I hated the first one, I'm hoping that, you know, change of directors, it's going to make this movie better,
right?
Because if you're directing, you gotta know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's supposed to. The expected release date of this movie is February 10th of 2017. And okay, did you watch Teen Wolf?
I used to.
Me too.
I watched like the first two seasons, I think.
Do you remember Tyler Hoechlin?
Yes,
he's gonna be in it.
Shut up.
No, I swear.
What is he going to be?
CNN reports that Tyler will play Bryce Fox, the first author Anna signs with. And although he's a minor character in the book, in this movie, they're going to expand his role. So he's going to be in it. And obviously,
oh my
he's
gosh.
Most known for Teen Wolf. So that's
yeah,
why I was like,
I
have
love
you watched
him?
He's, okay, he's
Derek
hot.
Hale.
Yes. Right?
Derek
yes.
Hale.
Yes, Derek Hale and Teen Wolf.
Oh
he,
my
he
gosh.
Is,
he
woo,
is.
He's easy on the eyes.
Layman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then. Obviously, you know, the whole Miss Lincoln, a.k.a. Miss Robinson, you've heard, you know, because Christian Grey was sexually abused as a child.
Oh,
so
Miss Robinson. So
her name is Miss Lincoln, but
oh.
Dakota, or no, Anna, calls her Miss Robinson because,
oh wow,
you know. So yeah, so there she's gonna be in
playing
it.
That?
It says Kim Basinger will play Miss Lincoln, and Bella Heathcote will play Lila Williams, who is the crazy ex-girl, like submissive that Christian had prior. Yeah, and then she went off. She just went crazy, and that's basically what the whole second book is about. It's just Lila stalking Anna and just like actually wanting to kill her because she's so obsessed with Christian. It's crazy. It's crazy. The books are good.
We should go watch it.
We should. When
it comes out.
I'm so down.
Hopefully just by that time I'll read the books.
Not the first one though. I will not watch the first. Actually, you know what? I'll watch the first movie with you again only because it's you. But I hate it. It was
horrible.
I'll
probably just crack up the whole time.
No, I'm going to need popcorn. Like, this is the funniest flipping movie I've ever watched in my life. So, but yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited for the movie to come out. But yeah, you for sure need to read the books. I think you'd like them. I think they're different for sure.
I think I would too.
But yeah. Okay, guys. Well, we're wrapping it up. That was my last story. That's all I got.
Oh, man.
That's all I got right now.
That's it? Shoot.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. You are listening to DJ Diamond here with the Hollywood Glitz, where I bring you the newest and hottest celebrity gossip every week, Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm watching Jazz right now. She's cracking me up. She's totally trying to be me right now. I love it. Yeah, now you can hear her laugh. Like, no one can see you, but I am totally watching. I'm about to crack up. So thank you so much for listening. Hold on. I'm trying to get all situated right now. But yeah, so you're listening to me, DJ Diamond, with the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Oh my gosh, Jazz, you go. That was so good. Okay, guys, I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
No, I won't save her. Dollar sign of hell, he won't pay her. About my paper, real big man, anything tailor. Vans on like a skater. We need over here, man, everything catered. She know I'm a player. She go for no now, but I'll go for no later. She been looking for a baller. Somebody that'll keep her in designer. She ain't thinking about love. Oh, she got a mind on my money. Can't get it down, think I'm gonna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her.